my wife, I don't want her working.
Babe, do you really want to work? What do you want out of life? She says, I just want to be a housewife. Mm. And I'm, well, in so many words. And I'm like, good. That's what I like.
I mean, yeah, ideally every man would have his woman stay at home and be a housewife. It's just not realistic. And some would say the reason why it's not realistic anymore because women entered the workforce and lowered the wage. So now you can't take care of a family on one income. See how effinism ruined everything? It just ruined society eventually.
Someone has to raise the kids.
Exactly. Someone has to be home to freaking handle business,
That's
dude.
A whole different responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility, yeah. And it's a lot of work. And I think most people underestimate and underappreciate their housewife. And it sounds like, oh, she's just a housewife. Mm-hmm. Just a housewife? Mm-hmm. Like, dude, a housewife, 9 times out of 10, is the one running shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're just smart enough to keep it quiet and let the man out there making all the dough think he's running.
Oh, and...
Well, no, that's you, bro. Well, okay. I get what he's saying. But the fact that he even said that on a public platform kind of showed me what type of guy he is. I mean, in a sense, the woman is taking care of the household and kind of running a lot of the things because you out working, making the money. So if you out working all the time, making the money, you're not really running the household like that. I mean, you might run it when you get there, but even when you get there, she's been running it, you know, 90% of the time. So I get what he's saying, but I would never say something like that on a public platform. Fellas, we supposed to be running it, period. OMG, I stayed over at this guy's house last night and his bathroom is so nice. This is so cringe to go over somebody's house and record their bathroom.
OMG, I stayed over at this guy's house last night and his bathroom is so nice. All Aesop products.
Okay, maybe this is not even real. This is just one of her sponsors or something. But, man, look, if I was getting money and I was just running through thotties, I wouldn't be letting these bees spend a night under any circumstance because they're going to do goofy shit like this.
Waffle towels. Thriving houseplants. Should I move in?
Hey, you would never cheat on him?
Never.
Huh? Wait, what'd you ask?
You would ever cheat on him?
Yeah, I would, but he wouldn't.
Whoa.
Because...
You see how quick he was to say I would never cheat? Like, honestly, if that was me and that was my girl standing there, I would make a joke or something like, hey, I don't know, I might. She better play her cards right. You got to say something like that. Don't ever let a woman know that, oh, I'm all in with you, baby. I would never even dream of looking at another woman. That's sucker stuff, and she knows she could walk all over you. And she probably going to be more likely to cheat when you a sucker like that. Oh, no, 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 baby. I would never dream of it. Come on, don't ever be that dude.
Why is nobody caring about J-Lo's wedding?
My rent is $1,750. And I got to have that at the first of every month.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about a celebrity. I just don't. I mean, if you got a new movie out and you an actor or actress and it look good or something, that's the extent that I care about you. If you a musician and you got a new album everybody talking about saying it's so good, okay, I go check it out. That's the extent that I really care about a celebrity. So many people's lives is just obsessed with people they don't know and never will know. But then there's so many things in their personal life they really need to be working on.
What's a scam that's become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore?
Drinking alcohol. It's literally the only drug that you actually have to defend yourself against. And it's in every show, it's in every movie, it's in every song. Everybody talks about it, it's at every social event. And if you tell people you don't drink, they think you're weird, they think you have a problem, they think you're f***ing crazy.
This is why I just don't like people and I keep to myself. I love isolate, because you don't got to deal with none of this. See, you can never fully grow if you're always around people. I don't care if it's your own family, like relatives. If you truly want to grow and be the best person you could be, to me, there's going to have to be some type of isolation involved. Because there's too many outside influences that are going to keep you down if you're always trying to be around people. This is why I say keep your circle small, man. 2 or 3 people you really rock with. Everything else is just extra baggage to me.
They think you're a loser. They'll actually make fun of you. They think something is wrong with you. They think you're not fun at parties. They think you're a Debbie Downer. Right? But people don't do that for heroin or cocaine. That's the mass hypnosis that the world is under with alcohol.